I've seen my mother being beaten to a pulp, to like the most disgusting condition.
Sure.
Yeah, but then I think don't undermine the world, you know. Some people have to make mistakes in front of you so that you can learn.
Yeah.
So we learned, and maybe that's why I go mad.
Yeah.
When a woman is crying.
Yeah.
Because I went through that as a kid and I knew that it's not right.
This is The Hustler's Corner.
Hello guys, big homie Smoodarch here, Joe's in Johannesburg. Welcome to The Hustler's Corner. Appreciate you guys. As promised on the previous episode on Monday with myself and Panuel, we said we'll get Ntlantla here. And I promise you guys that I'll be in my Mofire camouflage, because I know Ntlantla doesn't play, he means business. So I am in my Mofire camouflage, and I'm in my Mofire, what's in the piece like on the night. So thank you very much, guys, for tuning in. I'm looking forward to this one, and I've been looking forward to these two gentlemen sharing a conversation with me. Guys, there's a new breed of young people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. At some point, but, you know, it comes to a point where we're becoming older, and it requires those young, energetic people to get up and say, let's do something. And these are young people that are doing something about their country, and they're not afraid to let what they stand for being heard out there by as many voices or by as many people as possible. One of them is called Panuel. You guys do know who've been following the show. I've been spending a couple of episodes with Panuel. Follow me on social media. And Untakes, Ntlantlalax is here as well. So, and I'm quite excited because I just recently saw him on MacGyver. So there's lots to talk about. Let's get started.
Ntlantla, from my side, you and I met last year.
Sure.
Through Ubabuetu.
Yeah.
Apparently, Rob Ersoff, our capturer.
Apparently.
When I first met you, on camera officially.
100% sure.
When I first met you and you sat down, and I said this to Smoot, I was like, hey, are we auditioning to be captured? Because you're like, yeah, so what are your views on what? I was like, hey, this guy is so pop. And I was quite excited. And the reason I'm starting is because, sure, I want to say thank you, because you've put your hand up to lead.
Sure, thank you.
A lot of people, for various reasons and social media propaganda, don't really understand what's happening.
Sure.
Sadly, they don't see what's happening. The beauty is that the people on the ground can see what's happening.
Sure.
You have put your hand up, as Usbuda said, that there are people that are frustrated.
Yeah.
And that are like, we can only beg for so long. I think Tupac, in Tupac Resurrection, was saying, when you start protesting, seeing other people living well, they'll sing these nice songs, or protest, we're hungry, we need some food. And then buzz, come on, we need some food. And then over time with the hip hop, it's like, yo, I'm breaking through your house, coming to eat your dinner. You guys decided to put your hands up, and it's inspiring for me. There was a time when Julius Malema trying to stand up for what the Freedom Charter stood for, which is we want land, we want the economy, we want to nationalize.
Sure.
And you guys are reminding even guys like Julius, who seem like they're living nice now, which, nah, dog, we still don't have what we need, and the people on the ground are not being served. So from my side, I just want to say thank you, and
I appreciate this
platform, and for you coming through. We made it happen.
Yeah
man, I'm glad we made it happen. And good to see you. Yeah, it's for the people.
It's not your platform.
Sure.
It's not even your platform.
Sure.
This is our platform.
Calling us to order.
Every young black person must know that they've got freedom of speech and movement through platforms like this.
Sure.
Because we don't have. I mean, if I was to say, you know, all the cocos in Soweto without electricity, we are meeting at Dobsonville Stadium.
Sure.
And I go to the SABC or I go to traditional media. Do you know what process it takes for me to send a message to Abo Koko?
Sure.
Just, I mean, that message is empowering for the community.
Sure.
It's not, I don't make a profit from it.
Sure.
But I know that here, if I hear that Sbu is shooting Goma Ponya Mall, I don't need to call Sbu. Doesn't even need to know me. Let me tell you, a stranger to Sbu, during the shoot, if a kid comes in here now and says, listen, I just opened a new shop, I want an opportunity to come say, I got a shop and my product is.
So we all
shift it and giving the kid the mic.
Yeah.
I know the type of person you are. So that's what I'm saying. This is not your show.
Sure.
It's just that some of us are still very traditional and spiritual. You know, the ancestors are speaking through you guys. Now I don't want to lie to you. They know, this is not by your own design.
Sure.
We come at a time where the revolution is brewing and strong. And you might not see that you're actually a kingmaker of the revolution, because you're giving the young people the platform to speak and speak as they please without limitation. If we were in traditional media now, they would be saying, and that's Atlanta Lux, thank you, as we cross over to Joe Biden. Because I'm talking too much truth now.
Yeah.
And it's disturbing them. It's not part of their mandate, you see. But here we are home. We can say it as we want and say it however we feel.
What fires you up, dog? You know?
The truth.
But what does that mean? So Smuda and I have spoken before about what has inspired us in various ways.
Sure.
One of the cool things about your and my backgrounds were similar, except you went to a really top school, St. David's. I was at Newcastle High in KZN, but I think both academically strong, sports strong, had to straddle these two worlds of I'm not white enough with Tobonga, I'm not black enough with Amachita. Somewhere along the way, what do you think? Because you might not know the answer, you know, for now. What on the way do you think was the thing that actually ignited? Would you know what? Something needs to happen, and I think I'm the guy that needs to make it happen.
Yeah, look, we lived in two worlds. Again, I slept on the kitchen floor for most of my life.
Sure.
Back in the day, Gumiro Lens, Wonder Five. So, when you wake up on the kitchen floor, Tapesiwa Wuta takes me to Parker's Primary School.
Sure.
And later on, it's high school, it's St. David's. You then realize that it's unfun. These two worlds are far apart.
Sure.
And I think the world has conspired for me to understand this side and understand this side, because I live in both worlds.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was lucky or it was also by nature's design that I was a master of both worlds.
Sure.
Because you put us on the sports field in the St. David's
You
put us in the classroom, we're okay. We put us in
Orkenya Small Street. These two worlds.
So we knew that we've got the responsibility of making these worlds come together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're living a lie in the country.
Of course.
So, in a nutshell, what then happened is when I left, my first career choice was politics, because I thought politics would be an avenue for me to exercise that type of leadership and express myself
and change the country.
And change the country in making. But I realized that politics is just a system.
Yeah.
That was presented by colonizers to continue the systematic colonization more than anything. Politics is a system. It's not the real deal. It's not what will emancipate our people. And that's why I continue not to be a politician. I don't aspire to be a politician. So that's it. It was just a desire to bring the two worlds together, because I hated how some people are living and how others are living. And I'm not saying that the whites were happier, by the way.
Yeah.
In my circle of friends, the white people are killing themselves more than the black people.
Cheers.
Even though the black people are the most who are economically challenged.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it's just sad. South Africa is a sad, highly divided country that needs young people from all corners of life to come together. We spoke about the land issue. I said, you know, from where I am, I don't think we need to fight for the land. I think we need to go to the young people and make sure that we sit down with them and talk to them and say that you've inherited stolen land. What do we do about that? From where I am, we've never lost debates against white people.
Young white people. White.
Yeah, they're the ones.
Unlock their minds and tell them to say, Baba.
Yeah, because you're talking to ghosts when you talk to their forefathers.
Sure.
And, I mean, they're gone, those people. Similar to what Ndwana Ronam McGee asked about the mafia, the Stellenbosch mafia. I mean, the Stellenbosch Mafia could have existed at the time.
Sure.
If there's anything else that remains of the Stellenbosch Mafia, is what their kids are inheriting from that time. So are you saying that a young person like you and I are scared of confronting these young people? Your 100% son right now, you can't have a meeting with him and say that, listen, chief, you are inheriting land X amount. If that's the case, you know what I mean? I'm making an example out of him. I don't know what he's really inheriting.
Yeah.
Example. So we sit down and say that, are you going to continue living life as nothing is wrong, that you're inheriting our people's land, while people in Alexandra are subjected to 2 meter space in between houses, and people in Soweto are subjected to APC, Kukule, Tusashiho, Tembisa. I can go on. We can't lose that debate with those young people.
But the debate comes back and says, but you guys, as black people, are in leadership.
Yeah.
And this thing that is oppressing us is a system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're in leadership and you've got the political will or the political power, why don't you change it?
Yeah, because look, when we are on the round table and that's their answer, then we then go say that when the repercussions are violent, don't forget that you prescribed the violence. We are here saying you have inherited your dad's vehicle because my dad stole it, and sure. then he passes away, and here I am now sitting in the Mercedes Benz that That's my stolen. Dad stole, and I'm sure because you've proven beyond reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
And you say, Chief, I don't want to come with my guys and come and fight you for this car. I'm sure. telling you now, the car that you are in possession of is stolen. What do sure. you do? I must be reasonable to say, really, I am sorry because sure. I'm not going to be entertaining anything that is illegal or that attach myself to anything sure. that has blood on it here. And I'm sure you would respect me even better. We'd be friends. I can even call you and say, it's raining, I don't have a lift. You'd probably laugh and say, I'm coming, just give me your location because I just gave you your car back.
Sure.
And then we'll live happily ever after. But if I say, Dala what you must, I'm saying this car's mine.
You know, there's a meme that yeah. goes, the reason people say follow the right channels
yeah.
is because they know the channels are rigged.
Yeah, they know sure. the channels and that, favor them.
And that sure. speaks to the system. Yeah. One of the things I have said before is the idea that white people found favorable black people to protect their interests,
yeah.
obviously while treating the rest of the country like a charity house, which is what we have now.
It is the ANC and that.
So I'll tell you the whole continent, and I've said this to Joshua Maponga as well, that what they've done is they've
let me say, has the ANC become that? Let me put the
question. No, I think it is that, not even become. So I'll speak my opinion about the ANC. The ANC, in effect, was a bunch of, I don't want to call them uppity, but better educated blacks. O. Pixley were lawyers, you know, O. Langalbalele, you know, these were educated guys who believed they were smart. And they were like, no, man, I speak to white people all the time and I'm smarter than them. Like Unhlanhla was saying, we can out-debate these guys. We're smarter than them. We can build better businesses. But now I can't come to the table purely because I'm black. And they wanted to be included. That's why the fight has always been for inclusion. Uzuma came and disrupted that at some point. But O Mandela, O Mbeki, those guys were always about non-racial. We want to be included. What's happened on the continent is that for all intents and purposes, the colonialists and the people that have inherited that system, they found the type of black people to be like, look, be a caretaker of these poor people. We'll give you money, we'll what, and we'll give you a few perks. But your biggest thing, what the ANC is an NGO. Make sure that people have grants and what. And why white rich people are pissed off in this country, they're like, but we gave you guys tax and you're chowing it. Why are those people complaining? Because we gave you money to feed them, to build houses for them. So in effect, it's become social welfare and we're not owning our identity, our dignity. And I love what Unhlanhla is saying. I listened to the MacG podcast and I was reminded of how sharp this guy is. Speaking about the fact that politics, I'll put it this way, it's not the only solution.
Sure.
And we need specifically black people. They think it's a compliment. Ah, Unhlanhla should be our president. And you're like, I know you're complimenting me, but you need to think outside politics. This can't be your space of playing. As far as you're concerned, whenever I'm leading, I must be a politician.
Right.
Why don't you join a party? Why don't you join? You're like, nah, dog, I'm just trying to effect change and I'm trying to lead.
I've always been like that. I've always been like, I'm going to lead without having to be in politics.
You don't need a title.
I'm going to lead in my own right with the God-given talents that I have, sure. in my own little space that I play in. If I'm inside an opportunity, let me open a door and get others in. If I'm in front of a microphone, what is it that I'm saying that is building somebody else out there? If I've got an extra check that I think I can educate some kid out there, what am I doing with this extra money that I have, yeah. as opposed to buying the next better car? Let me pull up some kid out there from any one of these places that I go to and extend a helping hand.
Sure.
I'm popular. Now I'm known by all these millions of people. What sure. do I use my fame for? What do I use this popularity that these people... That also comes from these people. These sure. are the people who put me there.
Sure.
These are the people who are responsible for this soft or great life that I'm living.
Sure.
What am I doing to give back? So for me, I don't even like words like philanthropy or charity or... But I kind of feel each and every black person has got a responsibility to lead.
Sure.
And I think there's just something that has made us feel we must get into leadership or get into politics first to lead. Can't you know? Sure. That's why I like what he's done. He's raised his hand and said, and he didn't even raise his hand and want to be pointed or want to be sure. elected. He literally stood up and said, I'm choosing to lead.
Sure.
That's what I did with my career. Sure. I chose to lead. Sure. But how many of us out there are choosing to lead?
Sure.
Mark Hester, you say that you were largely raised by a single mother.
Yeah.
Same as myself.
Sure.
My dad wasn't what your dad was, because I'd like you to tell us about your dad. My dad... used to transport guns during the struggle.
Sure.
He used to breed greyhounds. Sure. What I knew growing up as poaching. because Abelung would teach us that he's poaching on the farm. Like, no, my father's been hunting since he was a kid.
Sure.
It just so happens that the farm now is owned by Umlung, and now it's called illegal. These yeah. things we call illegal now because of the law. My father was abusive, unfortunately, to my mom.
Sure.
But he sculpted, I guess what you call manliness. He was a bit of a criminal, right under small scams and those things. And in me trying to find myself as a man in particular, because I think I was raised highly feminized. You know, we were twanging and speaking good English, bro. And in my age of enlightenment and pan-Africanism and black consciousness, part of what I pulled on was this dog that I thought was a father who,
sure.
according to a white perspective, he was absent, he was violent. And I was like, he could have been frustrated and just have been brought up in a space that didn't accommodate him. And he became sure. something. And today I draw some of my inspiration, especially when it comes to fearlessness, love for guns
sure.
and those things, I draw from him. So I wanted to know about Itamala Kumakesta.
Yeah, look, Umakesta, other talks, solid human
come on.
Being.
Come on.
Solid human being. But everything you said about your dad, it ticks all boxes about sure. my dad. Abusive as ever. I've seen my mother being beaten to the most disgusting condition.
Sure.
Yeah, but then I think don't undermine the world, you know. Some people have to make mistakes in front of you so that you can learn.
Yeah.
So we learned, and maybe that's why I go mad.
Yeah.
When a woman is crying.
Yeah.
Because I went through that as a kid and I knew that it's not right. First hand experience. They didn't have to tell me.
Sure.
If you look at some of the videos on our Instagrams and our YouTubes, and
sure.
We out 2 a.m. because there's GBV and the cops are saying there's no vans. Now the women know that Abu Lak's back home. They
sure.
hit us up.
Sure.
Wake up 2 a.m. Yeah, I've locked myself in the bathroom. He's going to kill me. Just send location.
Seriously.
And we are there 2 seconds with the boys and some of the girls, by the way. And we deal with it. But because that experience of seeing my dad hit my mother, I knew that, and seeing my mother powerless, and I'm too much of a youngster to do anything. That was preparing the fire to burn inside
sure.
of me to save as many other women as possible. So my mother was a sacrificial lamb for that particular agenda.
Learning from your father's mistakes.
Yeah, so I learned from my dad's mistakes,
yeah.
and I didn't have to do them, you know, to know that it's wrong. And we are here now. I support Pirates, and that's what I got from him, and I'm so happy that he gave me the right team to support. You know?
Take it easy. Take it easy. How was your relationship with him, you personally?
I see, my dad has never said happy birthday to me.
Sure.
My dad has never said I love you.
Sure.
My dad has never said, are you okay?
Sure.
But just looking at Magat.
Sure.
Everything is solved.
Done.
Happy birthday is done.
You know, part of the concern. Part of the concern, and I say this a lot to the elders, when they sent us to these schools, they didn't know where they were sending us. They didn't study in Abongam.
Yeah, sure.
There's a conditioning that happens there.
Yeah.
Some of it is good, but some of it brings you home and you end up looking at your parents like they failed.
Sure.
Why don't you hug me? Why don't you?
Yeah.
There's a cool tweet I once saw where this guy was like, I once told my father I love you, and he laughed. And he laughed. And then later on in the evening, he left me his piece of meat. That's how black timers show love, because they weren't taught this whole thing. So I think that's very powerful.
Sure. By the way, a piece of meat in our culture. So parenting is the most important part. But let's go back to, I know I disturb, but Mina, my question that is going to come after you finish up is, I want to know the inception and the thoughts that came around starting to stand up and saying, let's lead.
Sure.
Let's take it into our own hands. Let's start this movement.
Yeah. Look, let me answer that question and also entertain a little bit of my guest.
Sure.
I grew up in a time school where in the house they're planning a robar. I'm 7 years old. They're planning a robar. I know exactly when they're going to go, where they're going to go. So if I would be interrogated, I'd
sure.
Yeah,
I'd you tell, know everything.
Yeah, I know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if they knew what they were doing, no? But that's when I knew that their primary resource, Kiplak. Black is something that you can't easily explain to people. It's either you have it or you don't have it. Krach, krach. So when you walk into a bank, guys, and rob a bank, I'm telling you because I've seen, I've been amongst people playing these things. And my dad is one of those people, and he's the guy in front saying that lalela cho. And if our plan doesn't pass, we follow our hearts. That's all, nothing else.
That's it. Before you answer, smoother.
So let him finish up.
Yeah.
Oh, hurry.
Yeah. So ikrach is something that I knew that we all have as a resource and an asset. So if all else fails, you follow your heart, and in the center of your heart, unikrach, that thing will never fail you. As long as it's everything they're doing is coming from a good place. Let me tell you, someone watching at home might say that, but robbing a bank doesn't come from a good place. Let me tell you why. For him, it came from a good place.
Yeah.
Because the majority of all his money took me to school and took others to school.
Sure.
If you are robbing a bank with my dad, listen, and you fall. In other words, you die in the scene. He would take care. I thought growing up that I've got siblings all over the country.
Kandine's
just his G's that died along the way. He took care of them until the last day.
Sure.
And I only knew later when I was older that no man, el tamalai liko tronkong, el tamalai liko rile, el tamalai ki mama. So I also had to adjust and say that, oh, you're not my real sister, but we continue.
Sure.
No problem. Because, I mean, it's we now have a history and we understand how our family operates and we move, you know. So unfortunately, that's it. And now, Sbu, when I decided that we are doing this, I knew that if the system is failing our people, we need to stand up and just let our hearts take over and let the passion and the krach take over, and that will guide you like nothing else. Because your instinct, well, like instinct, don't forget what instinct really is. Instinct is, as a black person reasoning now, instinct is that when you realize you've got billions of generations that you carry in your own body. You call it genetics if you want, and you reason like that. But you've got billions, so you're carrying all your ancestors, physically and emotionally and everything else.
Sure.
That's why when you are walking, but yo, mano, I thought it's Kimangma.
Yeah.
You look exactly like someone 4 generations ago. Because you carry them too. They are part of who you are. And now you know that you're representing these people. So where instinct comes in is if a crocodile comes in here, and then Naki Mukwein, people don't understand, they underestimate the Itagazelozetu. And then Naki Mukwein, you must understand that I probably come from a time where back when I used to live by river banks and they interacted with crocodiles many years, so they know what to do with it.
Mm.
So I've never been taught what to do when a crocodile walks in, but I probably have the better instinct to deal with the crocodile more than when I'm Utaung, more than when I'm Mangmang. So, and you're like, Lux, how did you know what to do with that thing? And like, I also
I don't know.
My instincts came in because I carry the library of so many people and we underestimate it now because we believe in external forces more than the internal forces, you know? I'm spiritual. I believe in what's in here more than what's out there.
Sure.
And that's why what's in here can give light to everything that's happening. And that's why people think that we are smarter. We're not smarter. We just subscribe to some things that we have forgotten as Africans. So, we had to stand up. I believe in the billion of people that live inside of me, billions of lives that are inside of me right now. Even now, I'm the first generation to fly a plane, to play golf professionally, to do this, to do that. So I know that moving forward, I've now managed to alter my genetics so that the people that come after me, they've got the coordination to do 1, 2, 3.
Sure.
Do you understand what I mean? It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
It's easy to comprehend. So that's where we are. So, krach, get see you, but can turn on my cast. So, MLO, Trasan, then that's a community in Twinya. Even if it means AK, Tamalecho, AH, AK, in Twinya.
And guys, when he talks about krach, he's literally talking about confidence. As they would say, confidence 100%. Is everything.
Sure.
If you believe in yourself, you really trust it and you believe in yourself, I think half the job is done.
Sure.
Because it means you have temper, you have lento ngayenza and ngizoyenza and anginandaba ukuthi ubani uthi.
Yeah. And to just wrap that answer up.
Sure.
I know it sounds like it's probably sound cheesy, but these guys, Joe.
Yeah.
These guys conditioned us. You guys conditioned us. I don't know if you've messed us up or you did great, but you conditioned us.
That's more, sure.
The first time I met this guy.
Sure.
Let me tell you, you will not remember. And if you say you do, you are lying.
I said to him previous episode, yeah. I met you through Pro.
Yeah, I, my man.
I told him at that time, I knew you because you were one of the guys that was moving with Pro.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, Pro Kid.
I bought my first car.
Rest in peace, Linda.
Linda, I'm fit. I bought my first car when I was in standard six.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My mother didn't allow that car to park in the house.
Sure.
Because she thought, I wear now. You're following your dad's footsteps. This car's probably stolen. I bought that car. Cash. It was a Beetle. 1976 Beetle. So back in when I was at JP Boys before
St. David's,
we used to write copy music.
Sure.
The hood didn't have computers because computers were a new thing.
Sure, I remember
that. So so at school, I'd burn. I'd buy Asha CD and burn like 200. I know it's wrong.
Shama compilation, Baba.
And I would push Parkton girls, Parkton boys. Like schools would order from me. So because I'm not a socialite. I don't go out and whatnot. So the money just piles up. Listen, in that year I had about 20 odd something thousand. I bought that Beetle for 10,000.
From time, selling pirated CDs.
Yeah, from selling CDs. And my mother was like, "Can't believe you bought it." Never.
I had to
prove, you know. Sure. So, so these guys. The first time I met Spook.
Sure.
I'm at Rosebank outside Moloko during the era study club keys. this guy, I'm a light, I'm not even supposed to be there. I'm underage. I'm not in the club though.
Sure.
I'm outside.
Sure.
What am I doing? Selling boss roll with my nigga.
Jeez, I used to sell boss rolls.
Yeah, selling boss roll with the niggas. And this hammer comes through. I'm like, what in the hell is this? Velocity, BR60, hammer. Aye, this guy.
Come on.
I'm a man. Aye, it's okay. I'm talking about, teacher's book. You're okay, Nasubu. Because it's my voice.
Sure.
You're okay, Nasubu. Oh, I'm I thought that's I can't say why how you reason caucus.
Sure.
We find division before we
sure,
find
sure, of course,
Sure. When he came out, Spoo, you didn't chill long. I don't know what the hell you're doing there because actually how you parked must say that you because you just parked in the pavement, and then rough and his car was still exposed, but he ran in and show my chance. So he always been humble. He always lied to you when he doesn't know you.
Sure.
Show my chance, but we're like,
sure.
So when he comes back, he then says to me, if I sang my chance, divorce roll. He gave me 100 rand, didn't buy one.
Just to support the hustle.
And then our conversation changed.
Yo.
And then I see Magena Nale, Libo Lindo, Libo Pro, Libo Mang. But then at that time, you're not there for you.
Sure.
Because what I've mastered in nine life, I know when to talk about myself. I know when not to talk about myself.
Sure.
If we are here for you, we are talking about you.
Sure.
So in that moment, it was Pro's time.
Sure.
Yeah, that was Pro's time.
Sure.
So you don't speak about yourself. You don't even remind him that you know him. You're just ready to be commanded. Don't have tamotola. Lightly ice, boy, it's fine. Don't have tamotola the ice because without ice, the moment doesn't come together.
Sure.
So we are here for Pro. Pro must just shine. We are here for Pro. And that's what you did, Joe. And Pro did shine. And he knows, like, we all came together. There's some people, that you'll never even hear about. That we all serve Pro.
That was the Abu Matoda.
I was with him this morning.
Rest in peace, City Light. Oh, Matoda, please pass my regards.
Yeah, I will, sure.
Abu Matoda, you've got a team pushing it. Thank you, Sani. You've got a street team. You've got a Pro, when we used to go to gigs, we're driving a couple of hours. My man is operating, he's on the phone.
Yeah.
He's not just going to a gig as a musician, we're listening to him. He's on the phone. He's operating things in the hood while he's doing his music things. He's always on the phone operating. Wow.
Let me tell
you. Jeez, I've got so many things to say and I'm trying to contain myself.
Let him finish up because I'm so excited.
I want to tell you about Pro.
Maybe I must just keep quiet.
I want to tell you about Pro quick. Pro, I've seen Pro stop people being killed. Pro, just by being Pro.
Sure.
Say, and by Shaka Kuni, come a chance for. Sure, Antoine, I am sure, Pro, Lalele, Antoine, I am man, Esan. Yes, one day.
Sure.
Kelanji, relax.
Sure, yes.
And I don't know what his voice used to do, probably what your voice does to people too.
Sure.
And people would just listen. Imagine, like, I'm stabbing you and someone passes the phone and I'm like, I'll stop stabbing you.
Sure.
And then Pro comes and says, ah, man, Antoine, I am
Please don't
see,
do
yeah, I see rap. takes this kid, doesn't even know him, to the mother's house, dude, and talks to them and says that, ah, man, let, make sure there's no beef between the kids, and tomorrow he's rapping about it. And then it's what it is. That's pro.
Sure.
Linda, let me tell you, a lot of people fake their hip hop, fake their their music. Yeah. Linda was a true reflection of his music.
Yeah. From Slachis.
Lalel, there's a intro that says, "Oh Baba, forgive us for being sinners. Sasa yemi ne mali, I'm putting nothing between us." Do you see that intro?
Sure.
That's what he. That's him word for word.
Sure.
Askis if I had a ego bigger than my penis, you know what I'm saying? But to be sexual healers.
Sure.
That's bro word for word. He would say it just chilling. That's how he spoke. So that's when you hear his rhymes, you're like, but that's him. You know, there's no difference between his music and his real life. That's pro.
I had so much to say, man. Now I feel like not saying anything.
King of punchlines
in the country.
Punchline gasbu. So TS Baggy profit share. Otherwise, office here.
Who's coming
and go? Yeah. And then that time he's doing this. First time he has a song, I'm like looking at him. I'm like, and then when the line drops, he's like, you. I'm like, I am the pro in Alimasi. What shall I say? On a song.
On a song.
Song.
Jeez.
Yeah.
On a song. Wish. When the man passes on.
Sure.
By the way,
for those who don't know, we might have had controversies. TS Records does not own Pro's masters.
Sure.
We hand them gladly back to the family.
Sure.
It's just a way of saying, Pro, we had a great time together. We spent some great years together.
Sure.
And thank you for being you. And thank you for not only just changing the game, but inspiring into other Asikas and bringing hip-hop closer to Ilogishi. Because I think you were one of the few artists that were instrumental ukuthatha hip-hop uifake ekhaya. Because hip-hop a lot of the times was just that foreign. Uyangifrustana. Upro uthathe wayifake ekhaya. And just besides that, just thank you for being the brother that you've always been. So yeah,
sure.
The masters are with the family.
Sure.
The trust the family trust that...
sure.
Pro's kid.
Sure.
Unonkanyezi. They own the masters. So sure. So everybody knows out there. Because I know you guys in Tlaleng Tetis and Tlaleng Tuga. Because you hear things, which is good, and you're rightfully allowed to do so, because you have to hold us accountable.
Yeah.
So TS Records doesn't own the masters. Unonkanyezi, the trust, owns the masters. And it's just a way of honoring you, Pro. May your soul rest in peace. And DJ City Lights rest in peace as well. Those were moments, bro.
Sure.
We had a great time those years.
Listen.
We had a great time.
So again, the conditioning of the natural conditioning of the world. The world knows what to prepare you for.
Yeah.
As long as you're disciplined to listen to the music of the universe. Trust me, it always plays. Just make time to listen. Once you're in sync with the universe, then you understand that in that moment, we gave it to Pro, but it was preparing me for me. You see, I knew how to handle people now because I saw how Spoo handled Lungelo, because we're there, Lungelo Sha number, and I knew Spoo's role, and I could see that's free university, dog. I don't care which institution, Harvard can't teach you this. So, Shebile Sbuda, Uhonore, maybe, and this, let me tell you what Pro used to do around Spoo. Right? So, Pro would say that, and I know Spoo as Angarikyaron. So he wants us to make sure that we're respecting this guy.
Sure.
So I do
He's including you.
So I do those things now.
Sure.
So is actually a diligent kid.
Sure.
And he's a disciplined kid, but he's not nice at home. And I give one of the guys to say that you go to the house and say it's your money.
Sure.
Those type of things.
Sure.
School can't teach you that, Joe. You understand?
University of life.
Yeah, school can't teach you that. And that kid respects you the same way they respect me. Do you see what I mean? And then what happens to the circle? No one can break us and divide us.
I loved what Damon Dash also once said. Sorry, before you continue, he once spoke about a circle of friends. He called it, I forgot, he said, if And actually, even Jay-Z ended up rapping about it.
Sure.
If siyabhekelana, sonke ukuthi sibe rich.
Sure.
Oy one way to nakaphuka siyakhona ukumsukumisa without having to break bank too much.
Sure. Thank you.
Because ngimsikela kancane, umsikela kancane, kancane. He's back in business.
Yeah.
And that's what Damon Doshi's called it, a circle of friends, something like
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Jay-Z once rapped about it in one of his songs.
Yeah.
And I think that should be. That's how friendships should be.
Sure.
Ukuthi sibhekelane. No less uzabantu banibani ushonile. Khona maye I heard a lot of people bangithethisa because I think uBonkosi was trending.
Sure.
Holding me accountable. Sibusiso, you guys, you can't be posting this. You should be helping uzona. What's going on? And I like that.
Sure,
I like that now people are holding us accountable. But, hey, gents, nagigalalani bheka la. And I cannot believe that's how it should be. It's sad ukuthi khona manje umuntu nomuntu is for themselves.
Sure.
Nobody cares about nobody.
Yeah.
Sure.
That is sad, bro.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Sure. Sorry, I kept on blocking you.
No, it's fine. It's where you had to.
I'm excited. Yeah. I just haven't seen this man in a while. And I'm so happy to see you, bro.
Nyasaba, man, we could speak for 5 hours. You know, a lot of the things Unhlanhla's raising, you and I spoke about finding your tribe. When you hear a guy that literally almost was raised like you, it's hectic. My father owns soccer clubs. My brother and I was probably
My dad also
seven.
Did, by the way.
Yeah, we were watching Abafana Bakhe. I watched Abafana Bakhe bebhola beating a guy close to death.
Sure.
I was maybe 5 or so. Those things change your life, you know. And the other thing I was thinking about is Tupac as he's speaking. Yeah. Because one of the problems is, I believe very much in the internal, that you are a manifestation of all those that came before you.
Thank you.
So when I say things like we should do this and people are like, no, but that's not in your culture, I'm like, I'm carrying whoever and they're speaking through me.
Thank you.
And I can believe that whatever they're saying is the right thing.
Thank you, sure.
Or Tupac and them also grew up in this half rough, with a machitama gang, half soft life because he was at a school of the arts or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he had to carry like Pro and those guys, this thing of, at any time people are like, dog, what do you need us to do? Like we're here, we've got guns, people from, and it overwhelmed him.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, like, what Unhlanhla are going through now, what Pro Kid was going through then, what you've gone through, where you speak about accountability, but people are asking you, what have you done for Zola 7 instead of Smuda? What can we do? Tell us.
Sure.
But they want you to lead them. At some point, I realized you were speaking about now that the people have made you something. How do you use it? Ongamla obviously call it leverage. A lot of famous people, popular people, don't know how to leverage what they have. What's the smallest entry point to push Umzabalazo Sibu is pushing? And at least you've created a brand like him on fire. So it doesn't matter if we hear Sibu donated money to whoever. I'm like, yeah, I've bought a can of more fire. I think some of us need to wisen up in creating platforms so that we don't have to ask. Like Unhlanhla, for example, in what they're doing with the Operation Dudula, how do they intelligently create platforms where in one way or another, they fundraise without people necessarily even knowing. Because they buy Mhlamba Umculo wa Pro Kid, because Mhlamba Thengi Mo Fire, because they subscribe to whatever YouTube channel. You guys may not know it, but thank you for funding us. Because of the little bit you're doing, and I think we need to just get smarter in creating the platforms so that people can fund us without knowing and we can do great things and be like, it's because of you. The money I have, it's from supporting my music and my whatever.
Sure.
You know, there's a lady we helped now who had cancer last year and people donated, and I got comments as well on, please do something for Zola 7. People want us to lead, and I had so much to say, but I'll just keep quiet. I wanted to speak about Tupac, and I wanted to speak about what you're currently doing now, and how do you deal with the overwhelming response of people saying, lead us, while igniting this lion that your father Mufasa gave birth to, and the world out there.
Can I be plain blunt with you.
Sure.
And I'm not discouraging people to have freedom of speech and movement. What you say about me, whether good or bad, doesn't move me. You can come and tell me I must be the president, I'm so wonderful.
Sure.
I'll listen to you, but it doesn't move me.
Sure.
Because what moves me remains to be inside,
sure,
not outside. Unfortunately, you are outside.
Sure.
In here.
Sure.
Yeah. So when people say, hey, capture, hey, what? Those things don't move me, like not a single bit.
Sure.
It really doesn't move. And I think it's just from being around great people.
Yeah.
And I learned that you can't be moved. You can't be. I go back to Umakesta. Do you think when they had a plan to walk into Post Bank at the time, because there was no FNB,
sure.
Post Bank at the time, and make sure that they're walking out with money,
sure.
Do they have time to be moved by external forces?
Jeez.
No, it's them or nothing. It's yeah. them or they're dying. So that type of thing, we're conditioned by it. Smoo led. I don't know who led him, but he led GoPro.
Sure.
Smoo led Pro.
Sure.
Right? So Pro led us.
Sure.
Now we're leading the nation.
We spoke about succession.
Yeah. It's leadership succession. That's yeah. what it is.
Yeah.
And we're not just doing it because we can. We had to be led for us to lead.
Yeah.
You can't.
You have a responsibility yeah, to those that yeah. came before you, even no Pro na sure. Smoo that too.
So if the people that came before us were irresponsible in their behaviors and maybe yeah. they were just taking drugs next to us, I'd probably be in rehab.
Sure.
But they did the most. You guys did the most, and maybe you don't get told enough. And we thank you while you're still here. We thank you because we saw you doing the most and doing it properly, and that's why we're doing the most and doing it properly. That's all we know. What else do we know? I can't reason outside the realms of what's. I mean, I can only reason with what's in my head, and what's in my head is part of what I experienced from you guys. So, I mean, we're here now.
You understand it's a curse? What you have?
A big one. It's a big curse, brother. It's a big one. I can't deny it.
What do you mean it's a curse?
Because I'd rather be, I mean, depending on how you look at it, right? I'd rather be at having a great time with my daughter and fetch Nonkanyezi and go to the park and chill and watch the sunset. But I can't because Bomagogo are calling and people are wanting me here. And I need to respond because I'm the most geared up person to handle their issues. So it's a curse it's a gift and a curse. Because, I mean, I haven't seen, when I speak to my daughter, what I used to hate about my dad is what I'm doing now.
Sure.
But she loves me. Like, there's nothing you can do about
sure.
it. She loves me. Like, she calls me and just says, sure. And she likes it when I say, yeah, sure. And she hangs up because she wants to hear, her friends must hear it. It's on loudspeaker.
I
bet she's going to say, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. And she hangs up and you can hear them laughing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's cool because we understand each other. But I'd rather spend more time with her.
Do you get scared?
I get scared because you mean in relation to my daughter?
In everything.
No, fear doesn't govern me at all. I just get scared, but not in the true sense of being really scared. I get scared that I don't have enough time spent with her.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing. But and I'm not scared for anything else. People are scared. People ask me now, when it's like, outside whoop or when it's like,
sure.
You go after drug dealers, they're going to kill you. It's okay. Let them kill me. No problem. But they must understand when they come to me, they must make sure that they know.
Make sure you don't miss the king.
Listen, make sure. My man, like jokes aside, when you come after me, make sure,
sure
you know what you're doing.
Because if you
your
miss,
head will hit the pavement first, trust me. Like, it's what it is. Like, we conditioned, like, we not fluking this.
Sure.
We're not freestyling this.
Sure.
This is who we are.
Sure.
So you best believe that you might as well get a sharpshooter from overseas to come here who just shoots 1,000 rounds a day and doesn't miss a target to come and take me out.
Otherwise. Because
you're going to hit the pavement first.
This is the curse, Osbu.
Sure.
This is the curse, yeah. What he's saying now, sure. Because we started the Buy Black movement a couple of years ago. And for me, because again, nisifakela lesifo les. Obviously, we're standing on the shoulders of those that came before us, our fathers and those guys, fearless people, which is why we gravitate to you guys, because we're like, I can see that he's my tribe. Sure. But then you guys do all the stuff. And then we'll speak about the Steve Biko's and the Tupac's and the Thomas Sankara's and then it makes you fearless. And then when people are like, ah, you'll be killed, you're like who? Like Park, like Sankara, like Wani. Like, then I'm in good company. Like Jesus Christ.
No problem.
To live and walk my truth.
Yeah.
So it's sad. We started the Buy Black movement because what I wanted was to unlock minds. And Nhlanhla has spoken about this before, which we can make noise and we can speak about foreigners. And I'm like, illegal, undocumented foreigners, they only gain power because you buy from them. And I was like, if we can get black people to buy into the mindset of like halal and kosher, buy from someone in your community. I'm buying from a pro because I know him and I know the money circulates.
Sure.
I can't buy from that guy because I don't know him.
Spiderweb doctor.
If you do that, it's done.
Yeah.
You spoke about ShopRite at some point, and not ShopRite, you speak about the land. Yeah. And I used to say, we don't have to boycott ShopRite in terms of no, white people must. If you buy from the black retailer, ShopRite has no business. The black retailer will buy ShopRite at a steal. Same thing with the land. If we infiltrate and we get into the minds of people, Abelung will say, please take the land. Please. One of the things I wanted to say earlier was infiltration were you speaking about these kids? Because those of us, and this was the benefit of Ufunda Nabo Ngamla, and not only Ufunda Nabo, but to excel and dominate them, for some of us.
Sure.
That's why Ngamla, even Rob Hersov to us, simhlonipha ngoba umdala, babo na 60s, as we were taught to hlonipha. But as himself, we can look at him in the eyes. We're not scared, we don't flinch. That's why I said Rob is no different to a Maponya, to a Mutsipe, to... It's just babo umdala with money. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was thinking, we want to infiltrate the kids and unlock them. And one of the things I've always thought, and people get very upset when I say this, it's bad, it's like biological warfare. Which, why is nga infiltrate inganzabo and breed with them and access their resources in that way?
Why isn't it possible for black people to capture white people? Why must you always reason that, these blacks must be captured? What time are we capturing white people? And it's not even about...
and their daughters.
So the first question I asked them on our first interview is, are you captured?
Yeah.
And obviously because of the Rob Herzog picture. And it so happened another one surfaced with both of you together.
Sure, sure.
Are you captured?
No. No. Listen, me, I'm a leader of the free world. I don't care who says what. And perhaps there's something that we must also discuss.
Sure.
Black people can capture black people.
I've spoken about it.
Yeah.
This boo is trying to capture us, Joba Sila, by the way. Just warning. Says promoting more fire, like, says catch up. I'm joking.
Yeah, but capture is a real thing.
Yeah.
Capture is a real thing. I'm captured by Orlando Pirates, for example.
100%.
It can go through.
Iron Man, Pirates.
It can go through seasons of losing and what. You don't care.
Sure.
We are captured.
Sure.
Like,
it influences you. You want to fight for it. You want to defend it.
There's nothing we can do.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is capture.
So unfortunately, capture is real. But let's step away from capture. Why is it that when you spoke about Rob Herzog and how privileged he is, he reached out to you and he said, can I please explain myself?
Sure.
Because your video trended and I didn't mean, and I'm, whatever the hell you were talking to you about.
Sure.
And why is it that a Rob can say, Lux, Winters, and David, it's easy to track him, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
You know this guy, hey, Rob wants to see you, sharp. Rob, how are you? I'm just happy with what you're doing. If you need anything, you let me know. Thank you, I'll let you know.
Extending
my hand. Why isn't Motipa calling you?
Yes. We spoke about this.
Yeah.
We literally spoke about this.
Why isn't DJ Spoo? But Wamanaketa, he would do it. Sure. Why isn't a teacher Spoo calling you and saying to his group of friends, because he's influential, listen, there's a kid emerging.
Sure.
And this kid must be protected.
Let's get him.
Let's get him. Sure. He must sit here with us at a round table. What are you planning? How do we support you?
How do we align our interests?
Why isn't Julius?
Sure.
Do you know that we looked up to Julius?
Let me tell you.
Now I can recite Julius' speeches, because there were times where we'd sit and just listen
study
to Julius. And then the guys would come back and those who drink, and we just listen to Julius. And then next day, you know what we're doing? We're listening to Julius. The next day, you know what we're doing?
And reciting what he says to Ngamla.
So we appreciate these guys too. That come
extend
before
a hand. We're willing to work.
But I don't understand then when we emerge, because they the ones that what teaches Bubu Mama, they are crashing in the markets, they are crashing in their own spaces, in the industries. We inherit their crashing.
Sure.
And when we become lions and they say, I learned on Angat is your speed.
Yeah.
They are criminals, what you said, unfortunately, you know.
It's very tragic.
Why can't we? Yeah, in parliament, dog. That's why the question. That's why the parliament. The question came, Komechi, and said, in parliament, he said, don't tell me about those Tutula. They are leaders, just criminals, walking around with guns, intimidating people. The next day, he's in court. They ask him again. His answer is Tutula. The next, the 3 days in a row, the next day is at an EFF rally. Say, don't tell me about those Tutula criminals. They recently said we are Tom Cops. But come on, dog, like, we look up to you so much.
Can I put out a challenge?
I don't need to be EFF to reason with you, but we look up to you so much.
Mr. Malema, please sit down with this young man. Mr. Malema, please sit down with these two young men. That's all.
But key.
Just have a conversation.
But I don't want you to be a Desmond Tutu forcing white people to apologize.
Yes.
No, Malema is not white people.
No, get
his
example.
Love for black people
is
very prominent.
Get example.
No, I get you.
When you force people to do things, then, he's doing it for Spoon now, you know?
Maybe because I'll for Star and Krenkren.
No, Marisa.
Maybe I understand the movement, manifesto,
Marisa.
That's where you come closer
and you
try and figure out. That's all.
That's my point.
We might have aligned interests. You might be making a mistake and I can help you out because I'm got leverage in the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sure.
That's what the Ngamlas do, and then it's a huge thing.
I said,
we should be doing it.
I said on Mekchi,
yeah.
If my numbers I get my numbers. I'm being selfish now. Tula numbers, Soweto Parliament numbers, Alexandra Parliament numbers. The guys are sitting there, Alexandra Parliament, and Mpumalanga Parliament, not Mpumalanga, Inkangala Parliament, every other parliament that's around the country that are emerging. And we join with the newly established ANC Youth League now. We take their numbers, we take EFF numbers, we take ANC numbers and every other willing party numbers. Do you know that we would win 2024 elections with serious majority? We would be able to change the constitution how we please. We'd take the land back if we really want it. We'd make sure that the policies, economic policies of the country are real economic policies that are there to emancipate black people. We'd do it like this. But we'd rather be competing with each other. Mashaba must break away from this, Julius must go there, and Bo Mangmang must go there, and Kenny must go there. Why can't you just come
together?
It's like
together? It's Chavela Belum.
Yeah, why can't you come together? They rejoice every time there's a breakaway
party. I want funders to
they
come to
rejoice.
Me.
They rejoice. No, forget funders. They rejoice because we are diluting ourselves.
Sure.
We are diluting ourselves.
And back after, we are weaker.
Yeah, we are weaker.
That's divided.
Yeah. Because that's what that's the first thing they did when they got here, sure. Was to divide and rule us. So now we're doing it for them. They're no problem. They're just chilling in their penthouses, watching us divide, naturally, because we've inherited the spirit of division, and here we are.
Andile Mngitama has been trolling me.
Ah, bro.
Instead of just, let's sit and chat. And in one of the videos, oh no, someone commented on one of his posts about me. And he was like, you know, I've listened to this guy who panel, and he's only said good things about you, that you're a good leader. Why are you not reaching out to him? We need to fix it, I guess. I guess maybe then the responsibility is on us to fix it and say, look, Julius, we want to meet. We heard you called us names. I think you don't understand us. Please, we're willing to meet.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. It's so, like even in my industry, let's talk about even acting industry or music or entertainment industry. You find the older generation, sometimes some older guys will be a bit better towards the younger guys. Hey, generation, or maybe the older musicians. Why can't you reach out and work with the younger guys?
100%.
Why can't you extend a helping hand and bring the younger guys closer as opposed to bashing them? Because all along, all these years, of course, they've been looking up to you.
Sure.
The best thing to do, or the most, barking, Botu says, I invite you over. Yeah. Let's have tea.
Sure.
Just like Ubabu Mshodo is here, tea with Mr. Julius.
Sure.
Because then you get to start understanding
the person better. Yeah.
This person better and what they want to achieve. Yeah. Then I'm able to say, man, mamela, man, mar the way when zaga corner so.
Sure.
Don't you guys think but whether we like it or not, it's inevitable. Young leaders have to emerge. They've got that youthful energy, that youthful spirit, and nobody's gonna do it for them.
Sure.
They have to do it themselves. That's why I love what you guys are doing.
No, I appreciate
illegal foreigners.
Sure.
Not foreigners, but illegal foreigners. Because I don't think I cannot go to America or Nigeria or the DRC or Zimbabwe or Europe in London or Australia and just do as I please.
No, you can't.
And break the law as I please.
It's not your home.
I can't. Every country has got very strong immigration laws.
And even talking about illegal foreigners, even the borders, I stand on my stance, brothers. I don't know what you guys think. But
what is your stance?
My stance is that the borders must be high, must be up, solid, and higher.
Hola, Trump.
No,
they
listen.
Must build a wall.
No, listen.
Zimbabwe will pay
the
for it.
The laws of the country have to be respected.
Because I always say, democrats, we live in a democratic society, country, right? And we are governed by the constitution and democracy itself.
Sure.
So democracy as a system dictates for the borders to be there.
100%.
Because when you just walk in without your passport being stamped.
Sure.
Sorry, that's my alarm. Sorry. Yeah. Without when you
walk in without
when you walk into the country without the passport being stamped, you've already broken the law.
100%.
So therefore, the wall must be there so that we don't have people breaking the law.
Sure.
Because if it's not there, then we are encouraging people to break the law.
100%.
So if you want to protect the laws of the country and the democracy of our country, the law, the world must be there. But forget Democrats. Just the security element.
Sure.
I'm obsessed with security in my life, right? So the reason why you build a wall, right now where you live, you have security.
There's a wall.
Why do you have
people security? Can't just come in.
Why do you have security at your house, but the country mustn't have security? Yeah, but why can't the country have the same security?
Sure.
Even if you didn't have enough money to build a wall, at night you close the door and lock it. Why can't the country be locked if it must be locked? That means we can be infiltrated anytime.
It's very tragic.
Yeah, but you are infiltrated anyway. Yeah. The country is actually under serious siege. We just don't know it. You guys are going to see it.
Are you fighting a winnable fight?
Yeah, we're definitely fighting a winnable fight.
There's things I've heard. I can't speak much about the Mawuti. We're under siege. For example, some of the stuff that's happened in Mozambique, because at least that was reported. There's people at high levels who are aware of certain things that are happening, but don't say anything. So in terms of siege, I really worry a lot. Small things, it's a stupid example, but we're giving money to Cuba. A normal South African doesn't know why. It hasn't been explained, but that's Cuba and it's publicized.
Yeah.
How many other nations and how many other people are being allowed to come into this country and do what they want? What deals do they have with who?
Yeah.
Where? Yeah. It's very dangerous. I wanted to ask Ntlantla some of the things that aren't normally covered. I'm a father of six myself. Spuda's got a daughter, like you've got a daughter. I've got two daughters.
I got 1 6, but I'm coming.
No, no, Baba, you must step up. You must step up. Melu yagele la my podcast, Baba.
You see what happens when you speak about pro?
Sure.
He says, I want 6, but I'm coming.
Punchline. Are you dating? How do you feel about relationships? And then the other question is, how are you guys funded?
So we're self-funded.
Sure.
I'll start with that one. Self-funded. When you go to Megawatt Park, you all contribute. And we pay the bus, we go, we come back.
But what does self-funded mean? In you, we told up when?
Oh, yeah, I thought you said the movement.
Yeah, I'm talking about the movement, no. I guess, Namachi Dark. Like,
The movement, whenever, so we're a cashless movement.
Okay.
Because I know what cash can do to movements, especially with those that are led by young people.
100%.
So when we're saying that today we are tackling maybe electricity, sure, and we are going to Megawatt Park,
sure,
for a big march,
sure,
and there's 20 buses,
sure,
each community, Gazatas, meaning they contribute and come together to pay the bus.
Sure.
We make sure. And sure, maybe sometimes there's a spoo in the community says, I don't want to rehab, that bus is paid by me. Then
order,
instead of taking out 50 rand per man, is now 25 rand.
Sure.
Because the 50% has been taken care of.
Sure.
You see, so
you're getting the community involved.
And like that, it's not rent a crowd.
Sure.
A lot of people come and give you t-shirts and promise you buses are, everything is free. They just wake up and get in a bus. But when people have actually paid and also contributed towards the struggle, You find better crowds with better passion, and that's what you see with us, because the ground is already there.
And they involved.
And those people will die for their leaders because they're also in. They know that they're in.
Sure.
They could have bought bread that day.
Sure.
They didn't. They paid for the bus.
Sure.
They don't know what they're eating that night.
A lot of people don't like what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any threats? Have other people threatened you?
Many. We've got our cars being shot at. No problem. We'll continue. The next day we're on. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and joke around. I'm not going to just sit and say, hey, Mr. X or Mr. P sells drugs in your neighborhood and he's a dangerous man.
Sure.
And my daughter must be in an environment where she could be introduced to drugs today.
Sure.
No, that Mr. P won't exist. It's either I'll be in prison or I'll be dead over my dead body. That thing will not happen. I don't know why we're living as cowards, men, these days. You know, even at marches, there's more women than men. It's surprising.
Sure.
I'll take you to the next march. There will definitely be more women than men.
Sure.
Where are the men? They're drunk in the hood. Again, you must address the drinking in the hood. Do you remember the young people of 76? Part of their program was to burn down liquor stores because our people were too drunk,
sure,
to be conscious.
Sure.
Something that we are getting close to doing, guys.
Sure.
We're going to have to shut these liquor stores down. And it's either they're going to respect us. Whenever we have community meetings and programs on the day, during that period, no liquor store operates. Even the churches must respect us.
Sure.
Because what the churches do, then on Sunday when you say that they are addressing electricity issues,
sure,
then they say to Bokoko, no, Bokoko must go to church. But Bokoko, the entire week, they are living without electricity. We are trying to help them. And come on. And all you want is to prioritize the tithe.
Sure.
Because that money must come, it's a Sunday.
Sure.
No, churches must do better.
Sure.
Which church do you know that is playing an active role in the emancipation of black people in the communities now?
Sure.
Which church?
Sure.
Why don't the churches march with us?
Sure.
When you're saying that our people, young girls are turning into prostitutes.
Sure.
They want to close themselves in chapels and pray about it.
Sure.
While we're getting shot about it.
Let's pray for change.
Come on, we're getting shot over it.
Sure.
I mean, I'd gladly come and join you in the chapel.
Sure.
Let's see what will change. Let's all go to the chapel and pray for it. I'm not undermining the church, but we need a serious contribution from the churches in the emancipation of our communities,
sure,
because we built these churches.
Sure.
And churches are now, what I've seen even more evident during the lockdown, that churches are actually not a building.
She's in here. You're talking about being internal earlier. And I love what both of you guys said. I think we've just been brainwashed to always look for an answer externally, outside.
Sure.
Even when we're in a church building, we just taught to go to Nkulunkulu says.
I've got a few points. The first one, I'd still like an answer on how you feel about relationships.
Yeah, relationships.
Dating. The second one is... it's gone, but please carry on.
Relationships are unfortunately natural. So you can't dictate to people how they should go about relationships. But if I could, I'd tell young people that don't get married early.
Sure.
Do not get married early.
We are Chola.
Chola with the people in the revolution.
How?
So
don't married to the struggle.
Married to the struggle. Don't get married early.
Sure.
Why mustn't you get married early? Because marriage is a real commitment. Number one, we live in a time where we are not in harmony with ourselves.
Sure.
What are you going to do partnering and committing to someone else for the rest of your life when you are not in order?
Sure.
Majority of us, our lives are upside down.
That's not discipline.
Our families, forget yourself. Our families are not in order because part of the consequences of apartheid and colonization was to break the black family because that was the foundation of our success.
Sure.
And the black families are broken.
They still continue to do so.
Yeah, they still continue. So we need to be in an environment that is conducive for the decision that we are taking to get married.
Sure.
Because marriage is bringing families together. It's not bringing you and your person together.
Sure.
But when you start to get married, if you understand what being an African is, you meaning that we are uniting Amadozi and those in the physical. So what am I uniting if we all have a broken family?
Sure.
Right now, you got a broken family. I don't need to ask you. Smoo, you got a fucking broken family. I don't need to ask you. Because as soon as Ukoko died, you fought for the house and there's Umakoko, your aunt that hates Mang Mang and says, don't talk to Mang Mang's family side because the politika pemede shule. We get taught to hate.
Sure.
So we're not in sync with what we are supposed to be as Africans. So this is not an era for marriage, according to me.
Sure.
It's an era where you need to rebuild our families and our foundations. And once we get that right, then we'll start uniting. If you say you've got a team in the PSL, would you go take broken players with broken legs and broken limbs to go play for your football team? You'll be relegated early. And that's why we're seeing more divorces than we're seeing successful marriages.
And
every
violence.
Single marriage, a wedding that I've been to, 98%, it's about to be 100%, but I don't want to curse them.
Jeez.
98% of all of them are broken now.
Sure. The second question now, sorry.
I agree on the issue of it not being a good idea to get married early. Yes, other people do get married early and they become successful, etc.
Minority, a serious minority.
But the reason why I'm agreeing with you because it's a decision that I personally took with myself.
Sure.
Yeah, and say, we can say, Dana, want to build. But my saying, I'm ready.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Foundation is solid.
Yeah, no, it's solid.
My players are not injured.
At least no means is fear.
Yeah.
So figure at least we'll foundation a grand.
Yeah, sure.
Legacy up for you or some none. Yeah. So I'm ready, man. You're hot, man. Chunilama flop warming, Kelezile, straight and grand and stable.
How do you make money? And do you have financial ambitions? I know.
No, personally now.
I want to ask personally.
Yeah, sure.
And then do you have personal financial ambitions?
I don't. I'm weird. I'm not for money. I've been offered many, many, not now, even before. Like, I've been offered deals, study, let's do mining. Like, I cringe at massive opportunities because I'm not that guy. Like, I don't want to be the richest guy in the universe.
Sometimes like, it's me. It's so annoying.
I'm just chill. Like, I really, like, you can pack your bags and go with your money in my life, you know? Like, I'm not that guy. So, I've made enough money to sustain myself. And I'm in a position, and I was and continue to be in a position where I can make silly money. But I choose not to make that money.
Sure.
I choose Ujako Telema Jens Kokas because it makes me fucking happy.
Sure.
Can I just be happy? It doesn't make me happy chilling at the Hilton with people I don't know simply because you all have money.
Sure.
I don't want to chill with you guys. Like, I want to. But I'm not going to cast. I want to. But I'm not going to cast. But I'm not going to cast. Until, yeah. So, I've Native Airways belong to me and no one else. Native Airways is a private airline that used to fly with my figures all around, go pro around. Who knows Native Airways, I'm sure. I put it on ice because I need to do this. It was mine alone.
Sure.
So, I mean, if I'm doing this now, who's running it? So, I'm not obsessed with money.
Sure.
And that's why money follows me so much. I'm not obsessed with it.
Sure.
I just don't know. Like, there's this mystical energy with money that
yes.
if you really don't give a shit about it, it will always be in your space.
But into now you get me see a balega, but it become a person of value, and then he has less.
Godman Lamge, 30.
Facts.
Money.
I think we should have another one. Have we been going on for an hour now? You gotta be kidding me. It's been an hour already.
Never.
I'm trying part two.
Never.
I know you guys have got things to do. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Sure.
Proud of you.
No. Big up to the platform. We need more platforms. And if I was to if my words mean anything, can you please make sure that you get more of him and make sure that everyone has their platform so that more of me can have more platforms to express what the country, what we're going through, what the next step, because traditional media is owned by other people
of
that
course.
Will never give us this opportunity.
Of course.
So me, I'm saying, bless up, Rekaufela, and if anybody from you guys need anything from me, I'm there. Doesn't matter what time. We are soldiers. We do the right thing at any given time.
And I'm glad you guys have created a relation because he's here so that I can pour in some of my audiences to him. But he's brilliant in his own way. He's also probably assisting me in his own way somehow. Because we always help each other. And then at a certain point when he's ready, and which he has already started building his own platforms, then he will grow.
Yeah.
And that's automatically an extension of this in his own right.
Sure.
When I see robots succeeding over there, I get very happy. Don't I am.
Yeah.
When I see Bulalani succeeding, I'm happy. Don't I am.
Yeah.
When I see Likau, when I see Theo Patu, when I see Nyachabula, in Don't I am.
Everyone
in their own right.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know, my last message to everybody out there is, can we make sure that we remain committed to even those who leave us?
Sure.
Like Pro's daughter mustn't feel the vacuum that Pro's gone. Because look how he's touched our lives.
Sure.
Let's, on a birthday, like I make sure, like there's no birthday that goes by without me dropping a cake.
Sure.
Like I do that religiously. When I'm at West Park, my dad is there now. I don't clean one grave, I clean his two, because that's what it is, you know.
Sure.
Zola now. Let's take care of our people. The guys who've been struggling for far too long. Let's just take care of each other. Not give each other money. I am going to be part of a government that's going to pass a law.
Sure.
In our lifetime, you'll still be around, Spook. I'm telling you, you'll still be around. And you'll call me once that is done. We're going to make sure that we pass a law that says that if you don't have X amount of crops in your house and livestock in your house, even chicken, chicken hawks, you know, chickens lay eggs. I say this all the time. You have breakfast, you've got guaranteed protein supply. So we can design as government a certain balance that, or maybe certain diet and plants that people need to plant, and pass a law to say, if you don't have this, sakpahlak.
These are all the things I believe in.
But unfortunately,
it's annoying hearing him say it because he's going to get the credit.
Yes.
But unfortunately, when we pass that, we're going to be killed like Chris Hani was killed.
We're
going to
destroy
simply because
certain businesses.
But Lalel. ShopRite is going
that's
to go
that's how the
down.
Game works.
Pick and Pay is going to go down.
Yeah.
Because once our people are guaranteed food security,
they don't need
these shops and malls. We don't need the shops, we don't need the malls. We need our people to be guaranteed with food security. Then everything else can be a greater fight. Right now we're fighting for crumbs. They say, you're fighting for small things. It's because those small things are big things to our people.
Mm.
Once you can sort out the food security, then the shops that are controlled in the township right now, they're a thing of the past. Mm. What do we focus on? We focus on what our ancestors used to focus on.
Boom.
We now focus on the stars, the moon, and we actually start doing what we are supposed to be doing.
Working on aligning.
With our stars. Do you see what I mean? They say...
With our universe.
Sbuwatanya is hugging trees now. And I explained to someone the importance of reconnecting and realigning with nature.
That
person is a tree hugger. I don't even know why Spoo was hugging the trees. But just from my explanation, it was like, oh shit, Spoo is actually way ahead of us. I'm like, yeah, he is. Because just read a few books, Ancient Kermit, for example. Like, just read, I'll give you books, damn it, if you want me to prescribe books for you.
Let's give us three books for our hustlers out there.
Yeah.
Let me throw one in there, guys. The first one I'll throw in there, definitely always, all the time, guys. I write what I like, Steve Biko memoirs. Very important book.
Shapayi.
Definitely. That's the first book every South African should start with, right?
Yeah.
You agree,
100%.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then before I continue, let's throw in one.
Yeah.
You saying?
Yo, it's tough.
Spoke about a book that, Kemet?
Ancient Kemet.
Ancient Kemet.
Book of the Dead.
Thank you.
So it's called the Book of the Dead.
Book of the Dead, okay.
If you can get Book of the Dead, you understand yourself. Forget everything else. as an African. I don't know if it'll work for light skinned
people. My book is 1984 by George Orwell on propaganda and the media. And it's crazy that all of us are information junkies. And you can hear it when Nhlanhla speaking. Ongamla made a mistake of letting us into their world. They made the mistake of giving us the internet. They've created animals. They've created animals. And I look forward to you guys lighting fires of other people out there who are going to rise with us.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I love both of you.
Tantalax,
Parliament,
Commander's Money.
We need another one.
Signing off.
Yeah, we need another one.
100%.
We need another one. We want you back here.
Sure.
I'm going to be doing a lot of recordings with him.
Sure.
But I'd also like for us to just string in a story. Kuri kanjani, kumava, just profile uban.
Sure.
Takes. Sure. Sikhuluma manje waselokishini.
Sure.
Ngiyabonga uthi I'm so proud of you, ne. Qhubekele phambili unakekela amajita, unakekela ikasi. And don't stop loving the black person. Love you, bro.
Smooth.
Today was beautiful.
Always, always.
So guys, for us to continue in the next episode, we have to hear your comments. Whether they're positive or negative, that's fine. You're more than allowed to. You're more than allowed to. Who's telling nonsense, who's criticizer, you're more than allowed to.
Sure.
Because I'm building this for you. It's not for me. As he's already said, that this is yours.
Yeah.
So give us the comments. Some of you guys, I know you're going to tetisa me or tetisa Penny. Why didn't you guys ask Nhlanhla this? Why didn't you write all of them down so that when he comes back the next time, we'll definitely ask him all those things. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode.
Morning.
This is The Hustler's Corner.